Graham Miller with David Flitcroft. David, that was a disappointing defeat, but decisions went against you.
It's, you know, it's fine margins. You know, we've got in the last third a lot. We've hurt them at times. Certainly, first 20 minutes, I thought it was brilliant. First 20 minutes, made so many good chances, but not being able to kill them off. You know, and I don't know over the two games now have we not scored a hatful against Dagenham, but we've not. You know, and there's no excuses. We've got to just keep working harder and making sure that in training we become more ruthless and clinical, because it will come from the training ground. You know, when players aren't, you know, making them chances and executing on the chances, we've got to keep working on it and make sure we do, because, you know, it's I can't keep having disappointing afternoons like the one I've had today. Ball control was good, possession was good, but it means nothing if you don't win. And, you know, we've created at least 20 chances today against this team and not been able to nail it. Been in our box twice and they've got 3 points. So, you know, we've got to really make sure that we nail our work and start finishing teams off.
There are quite a few controversial decisions, corners not being given, they should have been given, and vice versa. The key one, though, was 15 minutes before the end, Danny Rose going over in the box. What was your views on that? And I know you've been to see the referee as well. What has he said?
Well, you know, you get a good reaction from the opposition bench, you know what I mean? And Wayne Bennett couldn't believe that we'd not got the penalty. But the centre-half's made a real ash of his body position, and he's got caught out. Danny Rose has slipped in front of him, and as he's gone past him, and he's still got plenty of the pitch left to work in and operate in, this contact, this quite visible contact, you know, from his arm, and he's pushed him to the floor. But then it's a double whammy to book the kid for booking. He's an honest kid, he's a sincere kid, and, you know, it's a double whammy, because he's got it, he's certainly got the decision wrong, 1,000,000%. And, you know, it was just an afternoon, it just seemed an afternoon where small decisions all added up to the bigger one. But you know, the little ones, I can't do not about them, but the big decisions is what all referees are marked on, and he's got it wrong. The first goal for them is not offside, we've seen that, it's not offside. It's a good decision, that one, by the linesman to award, you know, a non-offside decision. But the penalty, he's got it completely wrong. And but, you know, we shouldn't really be talking about the penalty decision. You know, what we should be talking about is us scoring goals and us converting our chances. And of late we have done, but today it's eluded us. And, you know, I've got players, good players, who are not converting from 2 or 3 yards, and that's where the story lies today, really, not in the referee's performance.
There was one excellent tip over in the first half, which wasn't given as a corner, which I think we all spotted. A couple of shots off the line right near the end of the match, but apart from that, the keeper wasn't really worked enough, was he?
He didn't need to be, because we've had opportunities to just win, you know, win the game. You know, we're talking about top blocks. I mean, listen, they fought tooth and nail for the manager Burnley today. You know, they really have, and they've put the bodies on the line, blocks on the line. You know, in the last 15 minutes, you know, they've really, really produced for the manager. But, you know, we've made it easy for them in terms of we've just not been clinical. So if you're not clinical, you don't end up with 3 points, and we've not got them today.